Rick Wilson is a longtime GOP strategist working out of Florida. He was a Bush guy originally. He's watched Donald Trump's ascension to 1600 with some bemusement, and maybe even some shock and awe involved in there. And Rick Wilson joins us now here. He's a columnist for the Daily Beast. I would recommend, if you want a active and vigorous Twitter feed to follow, The Rick Wilson on Twitter. Rick, welcome back to WDLS. I see the president's approval ratings are creeping north here. Do you think that there's a real potential for him to gain significant ground based on Syria and now based on dropping the mother of all distractions in Afghanistan yesterday?
Well, I think that there is a natural polling effect that we've seen over time with presidents of both parties. There's a rally around the flag effect when a president orders military action that lasts generally somewhere between 2 to 4 weeks and generally yields a president somewhere between 3 and 5 points in the polling in their overall net approval number. Now, I think the dropping the MOAD yesterday is a one and done. I don't think that really matters in terms of his long-term opinion rating. I think the Syria strike is already sort of almost in the rear view mirror for a reason that you know, one of Donald Trump's great skills is the ability to change the subject all the time. One of his great weaknesses is he must change the subject all the time. He can't keep on one theme or one strategy. Even when it's working, even if it would be something that would benefit him, he's a very short attention span and will move on to something else. You know, like the minute Judge Gorsuch is confirmed, they didn't take a victory lap. They ended up getting in a whole bunch of political fights. So I think you end up with that in this case as well, where they just don't stay focused because of Donald Trump not being a man who stays focused. And Ron, and you mitigate some of the benefit yep. you might have yielded from.
I get it. It's a blessing and a curse. That's what brought him to the big show, so why change now? We're talking with Rick Wilson, GOP strategist here on WDLS.
I guess my question would be this. What have we been in Afghanistan now? 16 years? What is our end game? What is our end result? And if I got a kid that's over there, or if I've got a fighting troop over there, anybody that's over there wearing the stars and stripes, do I want these guys going from cave to cave to cave? Didn't this thing ostensibly make it easier for these guys to figure out what's going on over there? Or do you think it is what John refers to as just another distraction?
Yeah, look, it's really important in all things military and defense related to not mistake actions for strategies. And this was an action. There is no. We only have about 14 of those things in the inventory. By the way, we don't have a lot of MOABs laying around to wage war with. You know, this was an interesting moment. It was a deployment of a weapon we hadn't seen used in combat, but it didn't represent, in my view, an actual strategy to defeat ISIS-K and the Taliban. In Afghanistan, and sadly, presidents of both parties have been unable to do that.
How much of this?
Bush was able to do that. Barack Obama was able to do that. We just
can't vaporize. Rick, you cannot vaporize an ideology. You can't vaporize an ideology. Ray, go ahead.
How much of this was a message for that lunatic over in North Korea? Do you think there's anything to that?
Well, listen. I think the game that the administration seems to be playing in North Korea is exceedingly dangerous. And is exceedingly risky because this is what Kim Jong-un wants. He wants a confrontation with the Yankee imperialist West. He wants to be threatened with a preemptive strike because he's looking for any excuse to further isolate people from the world, to close the door even tighter, and to then have justifications with his people to engage in behaviors that are unbelievably dangerous. I mean, I spoke to a guy last night who's a longtime Korea expert, former defense intelligence person who specialized in the Koreas, and he was in a state. He recently retired, but he was in a state of absolute panic. He said, "Listen, so I hope we're willing to lose the 28,000 Americans that live in Seoul, and a couple of 100,000 South Koreans." If Donald Trump decides he's going to strike preemptively, because this has always been the unspoken and spoken agreement between the Koreas and the U.S. is that we would engage in a lot of scrapping with them, but we weren't going to go out and and launch direct attacks on one another.
Yeah, Rick, we're going to have to. I'm sorry to cut you short, but your phone is dying on us quickly here. So thank you much. We appreciate it. We'll have you back soon, and we'll read you at the Daily Beast. Okay.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Take care. There goes Rick Wilson joining us here on WLS.
And Rick's a Republican strategist, so follow him on Twitter. He's always got something interesting to say, and he's a lot of fun to watch on Twitter.